Dr. John Carlo is former medical director of Dallas County and now heads the Dallas County Medical Society's Community Emergency Response Committee. He says the committee weighed the risks and voted unanimously to recommend immediate aerial spraying.
Looking at the balance between how risky the situation is going outside with the infection rates and mosquitoes versus any unknown risks of the spray itself, and we really felt like that there was just overwhelming evidence to support spraying at this time.
But Dallas County Health Department Director Zach Thompson says he doesn't have enough data about the effects of blanket spraying on a major urban area.
We want to see a similar city, not one that has a wetland, not one that has a large rural area. We really need some information and research to really look at how effective that's going to be. That can't be based on just someone sending a letter to us.
Dr. Carlo says a recent study of aerial spraying in Sacramento showed very positive results and no ill effects on humans. County commissioners rejected the aerial spraying idea, voicing support for the targeted neighborhood truck spraying. Dallas County Medical Director Dr. Christopher Perkins says the targeted ground spraying makes it easier for people to avoid the pesticide.
Because it's done from late night into the early morning. So to minimize exposure risk is to take action by staying indoors, including bringing your pets inside.
Zach Thompson says county and city of Dallas officials are launching a stepped-up effort, three consecutive nights in the same neighborhood. Thompson says a test case showed a significant decrease in mosquito population with the three-in-a-row approach. B.J. Austin, KERA News.